is up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Gina.
What? And who am I?
What's up, everybody? I'm Sy.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 4, Episode 2. Hope everybody's having a great week. Yeah. Had a great week of positive vibes, achieving your goals. Babe, you already know the motto.
Being high and right.
High and right all day, every day, huh?
Every day.
Yeah, everybody, we hope you had a great week and everything's going well for you. Going into the weekend, kicking ass and taking names. Babe, you know what time it is.
Oh, it's time.
Go ahead and jump into the Gina's Family Updates. What's been happening out here in these streets?
Oh, it's Poppy's birthday.
Congratulations, yeah.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
89.
890?
Yep. He wants to at least make it to 90.
He said he wants to at least make it to 90.
Yeah, so I said, well, that's a great goal to have.
Yeah. You made it this far. I'm pretty sure you'll make it to 100. Yeah.
So Nana's like, oh, we can get to 100. It's okay. She says, we live a long time now. Like, geez.
And then I know your back and your psyche is like,
right, we can't make it. We can't make it another 10 years. What the fuck you talking about?
Oh, shit.
I'm like, I'm going to be broke and dead before you guys are.
Man. That's hilarious. He said he's hoping to make it one more year. Of course you're going to make it one
right.
more year.
Yep, that's what he's hoping.
Mm-hmm.
But funny thing is, I could barely get him awake this morning. He did not want to wake up. I'm like, dude, it's 10:15. Get up.
10:15.
Partying all night.
He was sleeping in, getting it in last night.
I guess. I don't know what he was doing.
Must have been kicking it.
He didn't want to get up. But he had a whole room full this morning.
Whole room full of what? Spirits?
No. People wished him happy birthday. See, my uncle was there.
Oh, yeah, this morning. Yeah.
Buckle came, his mm-hmm. best friend
mm-hmm.
From the Legion.
Yeah.
Came. So they were all in there just waiting for him to pull in.
On a scooter?
Right.
Yeah, waiting for him to pull in, huh?
Right.
That's why you tell him, get up, get up. He must have been celebrating last night. I wouldn't be surprised if your Uncle Bob slipped him a little something, something.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. That's why he was sleeping like that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, my goodness. I was like, I put you to bed at 9.
Damn, 11 like, hours later, huh?
How long do you get to sleep?
No, I'm pretty sure he got a birthday present.
Yes. Mm. I'm baked the cake and mm-hmm. got to decorate it here after we're done.
What you making the cake as? What you doing with it?
Oh,
now,
I don't
know. You did UFOs and aliens last year.
Yeah, I did that last
year. You did the Navy cake, I think, the year before that.
I did the Navy cake, mm-hmm. yeah. I did the Navy cake. That was pretty cool.
Turned out really cool,
it
too.
It did. It turned out really cool. Mm-hmm. And everybody's mouth was blue, so that was pretty fun. Can't do Navy unless you have the blue.
In the Navy. Where you sail the seven seas in the Navy.
That one was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think it's just going to be generic.
Yeah.
Generic, because I have no ideas. I thought about doing, you know, like...
Put 90 minus 1. That's what you should put on the cake. 90 minus 1.
I thought about doing, you know, stick figures and... You know, build a little building because he, you know, he
was in construction business.
Yeah, in construction.
After he got out of the military,
I figured I can build a little house falling down or something, and Poppy and my dad, my uncle, because they're all construction too. So I'd put them all side by side with my dad being the littlest. And, you know, trying to be all funny and
put some stringy yellow hair on Debbie. Right. Yeah, Debbie.
Right. But
the one
I don't
that fills
know.
Up on me every holidays.
Right.
So you're still just trying to figure that out at the moment.
Yeah.
It'll come to you at the last minute, too.
It usually does. I get high enough. Shit comes out.
Oh, that sparks creativity, doesn't it?
It does. That's why the alien cake looks so damn cute.
She has some stick figure aliens. It was pretty awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah, she just, they look like little green beans.
They look like, with their little big heads.
And you had the UFO and shit.
They were awesome. Yep, I did have the UFO.
Yep, you had the UFO beaming everybody up and down and shit. Yep. That was pretty funny. And he loved it too.
He did. He liked it.
Because I'm sure he's got plenty of stories of seeing things out there on the, you know, out there on the ocean.
I don't know.
I bet he does.
Because
he's big into UFO documentaries and stuff like
that.
Yeah.
Well, that was his, you know, to your face.
It ain't no face. I feel like there might have been some things that he saw while he was in service.
No, I don't know about that, but he did go through a huge, you know, two-year phase where it was all UFO stuff.
Kind of like everybody out there right now, especially women. I've noticed a big trend with all of them being hooked on true crime podcasts.
Right.
And there's a lot of them that are hooked onto those kind of podcasts right now.
Well, I did that for almost a whole year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only channel I knew to find.
All channel ID.
It was easy to find. It was, you know, I was got too overwhelmed looking for others, so that was easy. I plugged that one in.
Now you got other docs going on right now, too, like the Aaron Hernandez doc that I still haven't even seen yet.
Yeah, that one's supposed to be a good one to watch, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched one the other day that was pretty good. The Pharmacist on Netflix. It just came out. It was really good.
What is that?
It started with the pharmacist, this man.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a pharmacist in a little town.
Where at? You remember? Don't know.
I don't know. Maybe
it's
Michigan.
It's just called the pharmacist.
Maybe Michigan. I don't know. Someplace.
Okay.
Someplace where there's lots of drugs. So,
welcome to America.
Right. I don't know. I didn't pay too much attention. I'm doing dishes and cooking the
multitasking
lasagna.
Multitasking at the same time.
So it's playing in the background.
I'm going to put a footnote on that lasagna here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
Code word.
Have to do what he wants.
Because you get what you want. We will get there.
Okay, but anyways.
We will talk about that.
So I was
watching this documentary.
Right. And
was it a documentary or a series?
It was a documentary. Okay. It was a series. It's, I think, 4-part series documentary.
Got it.
And
docu-series.
His son died.
The pharmacist's son?
Because he was addicted.
Oh, to opioids and...
Right.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, then he started seeing a trend where he was all different ages, young, you know, young and old, getting the OxyContin.
Oh, he was hooked on the Oxys, huh?
So, then he went further in and just found who was prescribing it, and it was all the same doctor. So, he starts investigating, because he found the murderer to his son because
through this route,
just being his own detective.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure. I mean,
and so he did this route, and they went through, and you know, when the whole epidemic went through.
Yeah.
Of the opioids epidemic. Why the fuck are they barking?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Because it's a squirrel, as always. But the only reason, one thing I was getting ready to say was, I can kind of see how that could be pretty intriguing, too, because of the death of Mac Miller.
Right.
And certain other artists.
Well,
that died last year.
That's OxyContin. Now it's gone into fentanyl. And so you're always going to get these, you know, heavier drugs and heavier, you know.
But they're only manufactured by the pharmaceutical companies, though.
Right.
You know, besides people that have chemistry sets in their
and
basement.
Those people are in it for money.
Yeah.
They're not in it to keep you safe. They're in it for that money.
And if you're a high-profile person, you better believe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of shady shit that I could talk about that I'm sure does happen because it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Where, we need to kill off certain celebrities. That's what they're hooked on? Hey, meet me in this back alley. Walk through this back door. Let's have a conversation. It's pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty fucked up. But it does sound like an interesting show, The Pharmacist.
It was good. It was good. So, yeah, that's it.
Yep. So what else been going on?
Let's see. Oh, my dad hit my car.
Oh, man. Do we have to talk about that? Yeah, we have to talk about that.
Motherfucking blind ass. Go ahead and break that down.
I'll bring that up, too.
I'm in there putting Poppy to bed and changing him. The day after, he yells at me for being the reason Poppy's not walking. I'm like, bitch, I'm just doing what I need to do to keep me safe, him safe, and that's it. I'm here to change him and put him to bed or get him up. Where the fuck have you been?
See, this is Gina coming out of her shell. How you call your dad a bitch?
Seriously? Really?
Talk your shit. No, it's true. I know what's up.
I'm like,
let the people know.
Look, I've been trained to be a CNA. I've been trained to be a CMA. I do that shit. I don't do your physical therapy. If you want to do physical therapy, you gotta go fucking do it.
Yeah.
You want to step out your bounds, you do it. I'm not stepping out my bounds.
All right, dear.
I didn't go to school to be a PT.
Y'all can't see her, but she got all kind of sauce coming off her right now.
I'm wiggling away.
Neck snapping and all kind of gestures going on.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I said, it ain't my fault. I said, if he doesn't want to walk, that's on him.
Right. Because he's playing that game.
That is totally on him.
Because he already had the surgery redone. We talked about it until into season three.
And you all want to say he's just like his mother. Yeah, if he's going to be like Grandma Brown, then don't expect him to walk. Seriously.
Really? What about her? She didn't walk?
No, Grandma Brown. Oh, yes, she walked. But she stayed in her bed.
No, playing a game. See, that's what I'm saying.
But she was hilarious. Before she, because she lived in Salina.
Salina, Kansas.
Why Nana and Poppy lived here. So when she was start, or it was, she was fucking fine and healthy. But what she would do, would she would pack her bags, put her coat on, and she would have everything perfect and ready, locked up and ready to go. And then she would call Nana and Poppy, and she would be like, oh, I think this is it. I'm dying. I'm so bad. So they would rush down to Salina, and she'd be just laying in her bed ready with her bags packed.
The royal tits are clean, Your Highness.
So then she would come. They would set her up in Nana and Poppy's, so she'd come for like a week or two. And
which was long enough for Nano, I'm sure.
The whole time, she would stay in the bed. And they're like, you need to come up. We're going to go sit in the backyard. She's like, oh, no. She's like, you need to come eat. Oh, no. Can you just bring it to me? So they would be sitting at the table. Well, we're going to play some cards. I'll be right in.
Bring up cards or bingo or something. Shit, she's all game then, huh?
Right.
You know what's funny is your grandma Nano, she said to me straight up while you was in there changing him one day, she said, he's just like his mother.
Yep.
Just like his mother. I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying right
so
now,
same
but
thing.
I kind of have an idea, and this is what making more sense
so
about
same
it.
Thing this okay. morning.
All right.
I'm like, Poppy, are you so sleepy? He's like, oh, I don't know. I said, well, you're ready. Are you ready to get up now? I don't know. I said, Poppy, it's your birthday. I know. I said, you know what's waiting for you? I said, your birthday cappuccino. Oh, let's go. Oh, look who's awake.
He hopped right up, huh?
Look who's awake. You ready to go now, aren't you? Yeah.
Yep, you know what time it is.
All right, Mr. Grandma Brown.
That's what you call him now? Mr. Grandma Brown. Huh? Yeah, but it was funny that your grandma said straight, he's just like his mother.
He is.
Like his mother. I'm like, okay.
They want to be mad at
that
me.
That sounds a little spiteful.
So, but going back around, Dad wants to be mad at me. So the next night after him yelling at me, and that was the funny thing, too. Poppy is like, don't poke the bear. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'll poke every bear. And he said, oh. And then he's like, it don't matter. She likes me better than you. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Talking to your dad.
Yes. Mm. So then the next night, he doesn't even want, I'm putting him to bed. He's not saying anything. He don't care. Well, I'm out of here. So here he goes. Mm-hmm. Fucking backs into my car. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so dark out there. I can't see a thing. And her car is black. And it all just disappears.
We've had that car since what year?
Right.
Come on.
I've had that car. What's it? Like 8, 9 years?
Yes.
So I'm like, seriously? No.
Yeah, he playing. He backed into Gina's car with his Gran Torino.
Right. I mean, you're talking steel on plastic.
And gave that car a black eye from hell.
And then Nano literally had the nerve to say, well, is the Torino okay? Oh, my God, Nano.
Why are you worried about the Torino being okay? The motherfucker putting miles on it every damn day. Of course it's not okay. It's depreciating every 2 feet.
So then I go, I'm out there. And he's like, oh, this isn't bad. It's just the light cover. And all seeing it, all this shit inside there is just like crunched crumbled. To hell. And he's like, oh, we'll just get a new light fixture and we'll just place them. You know what? Better yet,
the part of all the cost.
I've been wanting to fix this front end anyways.
We can go find a mom.
And I'm like, okay, what not? So I let Caleb know. You know, because he's my quick witted. Give me my numbers real quick. He sends me. This is what I need. So it's like $138, and then I'd get two.
Yeah,
but just because I'm not going to have a yellow one and a white one.
It was the wrong year.
Right. Yeah.
He sent you the wrong year.
Yeah, wrong year. But roughly, headlight. We're going to know $138. So I let Dad know, and he's like, oh, no. We just need a light. We'll go to the salvage yard. I'm like, dude, you know what? I'm going to get my front end fixed anyways, so just forget it. Oh, no. We're going to fix the front end. We can go get a new front end from the salvage yard. And I'm like, no. I know your half-assedness.
For some of you,
I am not going to get into this.
Listen, for some of you listeners out there, just to throw this out there, Gina's dad is one of the biggest procrastinators that I've ever met in my life. So this car, if he was to actually take over, because obviously he don't want it on
and
his insurance.
And he doesn't have.
And he doesn't want it claimed on
and
his
insurance. And I'm fine with all that. I don't care. I'll but fix my own
he
car.
He will take 5 years to get that done.
If it even gets done.
Because the greenhouse is still 90% done from last
right?
year.
Right, 90%. I'm like, what are you going to do? And I bring it up, and it's the, oh, yeah, we got to get that done. No shit. Like, fix my shit out there.
Man, and that's why I was like, fuck that. We just going to go ahead and take it up to the dealership and get it done right.
Or it's never going to get done.
Yeah, we're just going to get it done and over with. Bring the value back up on the car and get it over with.
Oh, my goodness.
Your dad is a trip.
He is. And then Papa.
Papa update.
Papa, I'm handing over to the state.
It sounds like it's going to happen. I've been saying
I'm
that.
Done.
It's going to happen. It needs to happen.
So somehow he gets a hold of the girl that stole all of his money. Remember this one?
Yep, of course. So, if you listen to season 3, go back.
I don't know how he gets a hold of her.
Oh, he
know.
Had her number. I knew he had her number.
How does he have her number? It has to be from memory. From one, it has to be from memory because I have put everything in his possession. Mm-hmm. In his possession.
I'm not, yes. You guys can't see it.
So he doesn't have anything that had be related to her whatsoever.
Yeah, she can't get no money out
so
of
he
him.
He has
no more.
Phone. Mm-hmm. He has no. That's not necessarily because he can give her the bank account number. She can turn around and just Google the goddamn, routy number. Mm-hmm. And she can fucking buy whatever she wants or set up anything. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
If you guys remember back, we call her and referred to her as Meth Head Bitch.
Yes. Oh, Meth Head Bitch. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm like, he's like, she's going to help, Gina. I've already got her on it. This is all going to be fixed. She works for Medicaid now.
No, she... Oh, my God, man.
I'm like, ridiculous. What? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, she does. I said, Papa, are you fucking kidding me?
No, he wasn't fucking kidding you. That's why he needs to be...
I'm like, this dude really believes...
Handed over to Child Services.
Somebody... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. He's just making it more...
That has a record can work for the state. Mm-hmm. Not happening.
Man.
This guy's goddamn common sense and just naiveness is just through the fucking roof.
Naivete is crazy.
I mean, I see where my mother gets it from.
Damn. Shots fired.
Wow.
Y'all can relate out there.
I will talk shit about both my parents because they are fucking idiots. I love them as much as I can throw them, but that's about it.
Oh, a lot of people out here in the world definitely sympathize with that statement right now.
Jesus.
Both your parents are idiots. Damn.
I don't know how I came from them. It baffles me.
I've often said, because they were well in divorce before me and you met. And I'm like, I don't know how they ever coexisted.
Right. I don't know either.
I have no idea.
I don't know how I even coexisted with them. It was hard. It was extremely hard.
Now you guys can kind of understand Gina's quirky self a little bit.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We both crazy. Because, you know, my situations growing up either wasn't always stellar. Wasn't the modern American family.
Right? No. Nobody's modern here.
That's what makes us odd. Emphasis on odd in the fucking title of our podcast and the name of our podcast.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Goodness.
Well, it's time to go ahead and relinquish it and let him go. Fuck it. He Man. Keeps thinking he's smarter than everybody else in that fucking commissary. So, right. Shit, in there bartering goods and shit. And he wonders how he ended up there.
Gina, well, I need more money. I said, Papa, what happened to that 50? Well, I still have 45 of it. Then you don't need no more money.
Yeah, because he tried to do something. Because somebody
Yeah, because somebody obviously something. Wants to come pick some
Somebody's
up.
Somebody's obviously needing some money.
You ain't giving her any money. You're done.
She can get this dick. No. Figuratively.
She better learn how to suck an old man's dick.
She probably knows how because she terrorized that assisted living place for a while.
Oh, man. She's a mess.
And his dumb ass is still thinking, whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Did I tell you that he thought he was going to have sex a while back?
About when?
I don't know. It was like a couple weeks ago.
No.
He called me and was so excited. He's like, Gina, I think I'm going to give me some. I said, some what? He's like, you know some sex. I said, oh my God, Papa, really? He said, yeah. I gave her some snacks.
See?
I said, oh my God.
I told you.
Well, take your time, Papa. You got all the time in the world. I'm like, oh.
Gonna get him some poutine, huh?
I guess.
Some pecan.
Oh, my.
Was it butterscotch? What was going on?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't want details. I did not care.
Oh, shit, man.
I did not care. Not at all. So, you...
What about me?
Had a... amazing birthday.
Yes, I did.
One for the books.
Yes, yes. It was my birthday last weekend.
We didn't spend it together.
No, we didn't. Our first one. I made up for it when I got home, though.
Yes, you did. And yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. I had my birthday last weekend. Went down to Texas, hooked up with our oldest, Caleb. Mm-hmm. And we had a good time, man. He had me redlining since I got there. Man. Motor and everything smoking on my ass. Gaskets was fucking...
It's hard to keep up with man. The kids, I'm telling you. I'm like,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, man, but it was fun. Yeah, we definitely had a good time. I went down to Texas, rolled into San Antonio, rolled into New Braunfels, and then shoot out to Houston for the UFC 247 event. Yeah. I was in the house. Me and my son was in the house. We had a good time watching those fights. Shevchenko had the fight of the night, though. Mm-hmm. That girl whooped some ass.
Looks like
that girl whooped some ass. No, that was just, you only seen the spinning back kick across the jaw. But the way that she ended that fight with the TKO, it was awesome. But anyway, yeah, we had a good time. I was, you know, happy to hang out with our son and, you know, just have a little break for a second. See what's going on out there in the world. Met some interesting people while I was down there. Definitely met some interesting people. Caleb's friends are some interesting people. Yep.
They are.
Yeah, we hung out. You know, we went to a couple spots that was right there in town. And we went into San Antonio at a place called St. Mary's Strip. If you guys know what that is, that lives in Texas. Yeah, St. Mary's Strip, man. And it was all kind of bar after club after bar after club. It was like a whole neighborhood, like, of just a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, we went into, what, three different places? We went into three different places, and yeah, it was pretty fun. And all the friends that I was hanging out with, as far as Caleb's friends, you know, they and don't take this the wrong way, people, but gay people are funny as hell.
They are.
These dudes was funny as shit, man. The more they got to drinking and loosening it up, man, they was funny as hell, man. I had a good time with them dudes.
Good.
Oh, man, they was scoping the scene looking for some dick, boy. I was like, I ain't mad at them. Shit, do what y'all got to do. Do what y'all got to do. Oh. And one of them even said, man, we got to go into San Antonio, man. I'm trying to get ratchet tonight.
Oh, Lord.
That brother had me rolling. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
man. Shout out to him, man. He was funny. But they was all pretty funny. But they definitely started loosening it up and shit because, you know, dad's there.
Right.
Which is me. And they didn't know how to react. But I'm cool with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, I'm just chilling, you know. And Caleb didn't even want to go to St. Mary's because he tried to use me as an excuse.
No. Oh.
Because they come over to me, and, you know, there was a couple girls that was with them, too. And one of them come over to me and says, well, Caleb says that, you know, you might be tired and don't want... I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what y'all even over there discussing, because we had just got done playing darts at a place called... damn, what the name? I always forget the name of that Rockies. Damn place. Yes, Rockies. Mm-hmm. I always want to say Bucky's because Bucky's.
What do I call Bucky's?
You know, Texas know what Bucky's
is.
You know?
Something different every time.
But yeah, we was there and playing darts. They try to use me as an excuse, or Caleb tried to use me as an excuse. I'm like, I'm just chilling. I haven't, since I got off the plane, I ain't took a shower, I ain't did nothing, so I don't care. And Caleb looked at me and he was like, God dang it, Ken.
What did he want
to
do?
He wanted to go back. He was ready to go home because he was acting tired. I was like, man, I'm chill. I don't care what we do. And he was like, man, I said, and you got to, you and your brother and your sisters got to stop using me as a damn excuse when you want to get out of something. Your mama do it too. That's some bullshit. Y'all know y'all do it.
Well.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we went down there and had a good time. I regulated in the bathroom at the last spot we was at. This old ghetto-ass club. I ain't going to put the name out there of this club. The bathroom was up some stairs. My old ass knees and shit and being on my feet all day. I was fucking tired as it was. Go upstairs and use a bathroom. And there's only two toilets up there. There's one toilet and next to it is a shower. So motherfuckers is literally peeing down the shower and next to it is a toilet. And you got to pee in the toilet. And man, I regulated in there so motherfucking bad. I was like, nah. Nah, I don't care if y'all gotta pee. I'm a pee in here by myself. I pulled the shower curtain over just to take a piss. And there was a young brother that was standing right there in front of the line. And everybody was like, man, you can pee in the shower too, man. He was like, no, 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 hold on. I said, hold up, man. We men up in here. I'm not about to fucking pee next to y'all motherfuckers standing in a damn shower to pee. That's some bullshit.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Doing that shit.
Wow.
And yeah, commandeered the whole spot until I was done and got the triplets out, and then I was done.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Caleb will remember the name. I forgot the name of it. It was something like the Ball Cracker or some shit. I don't remember.
I can't. We ain't going there. I'd hate to see what the group
No, but the DJ, like. The DJs was killing it up in there, though, mm-hmm. because they were doing blends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mixing different songs together and doing, you know, that's what blends are. If you listen right. to this podcast, you know what blends are. But, yeah, they was killing it up in there. But the first spot we went into, which was where everybody was supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
they wasn't there. Me and Caleb walked in there, and there was a badass reggae band that was playing in there.
Really?
And I was like, man, I like the music up in here. You know, this is the vibe. There. I'm like, this is cool right here. Dave's like, they're not in here, so let's go. I'm like, all right, well, let's go pee first. So we went and peed. And then we was walking out, and some strange Mexican woman tried to grab on me. I'm like, oh, no, bitch, where's the Me Too movement when it comes to men? I'm going to keep it moving.
Right?
Then we went to the second club, and it kind of reminded me here in Wichita of downtown. The club that's got the outdoor and the indoor.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on that too. I'm getting old, people. It was my birthday. I'm still recuperating, by the way. But Brickyard. Yeah.
Okay.
See, yeah. I knew it would come to me. It kind of reminded me of that. And so, you know, when you walk in, it was outside bar, mm-hmm. patio and everything, smoking area and all that stuff. And then it was kind of like an old kind of country wood stable cavern, kind of where the horse stables used to be. Kinda,
oh, my goodness.
You know, it just kind of gave me that vibe because, I mean, the way it was set up was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I'm thinking this was it. Was just like the courtyard, the big courtyard and everything. And then I look over and I'm like, oh. There's a whole nother section of this place. It's a club inside of like an old school looking barn or something like that. We go in there and Caleb's homeboys was definitely in their zone.
Oh, goodness.
There's a lot of swinging dangalangs up in there. Oh, I was like, oh, no. Shit. There was a bunch of women in there too, but it was a lot of dudes that was, you know, trying to keep it low key. But, you know, I know the vibes. I'm like, yeah, I see why y'all wanted to come up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's originally where they wanted to go, is where we ended up going. And it was kind of funny. And then we ended up at that last spot where I regulated in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. But to fast forward, when we went to the UFC 247, during one of the intermissions, I went outside and I just happened to come across some cats. And two of them was from Ulster. You can't get in a cypher circle even any weirder than this. If you know what a cypher circle is, that's what people gather in a circle, white America, and they get in a circle and rap together.
Right.
So anyway, I'm outside during one of the intermissions, and I meet two dudes that were from Australia. Another one was from down there in Houston, and the other dude was from Fiji. And they got to talking to me and stuff like that. And I'm like, so where are you guys from? And I'm asking where they're from mm-hmm. and shit like that. And kind of fast forward the conversation a little bit. They was wondering, well, why are you down here? I said, man, I'm just down here hanging out with my son. And, you know, we're checking out this UFC, watch John Jones and all this stuff. And they was like, oh, well, that's pretty cool. Where are you from? And I told him I'm from Kansas. One of those dudes from Australia, he was like, Kansas? Oh, so you get those Twizzlers. I was like, Twizzlers? What the hell are you talking about, man? I was like, Twizzlers? He's like, no, the Twisters. I was like, oh, you mean tornadoes? He's like, yeah. So you get those Twisters in Kansas, right? I was like, yeah, every year. And he was like, every year? He was like, no, you guys get them every 2-3 years, right? And I was like, no, we get them every year. He was like, and I'm just looking at him like, you know, like it's normal to us. You know, he was like, well, you got to understand, that's pretty exotic to us, mate. You know, we don't get those in Australia. You know, we don't get those in Australia. And I was like, oh, shit. And he was like, so how does that work? I mean, how can you live there? You know, how can you? And I was like, man, it's just a roll of the dice, man. It's just a roll of the dice. And he was like, yeah, that's just pretty exotic to us. We don't get those in Australia. And so I turned around and asked him. I was like, so what do you think? What's going on with the wildfires in Australia and stuff mm-hmm. like that? He was like, Mike, let me tell you something. That's some bullshit. I told my wife, I went out and tried to find the fires myself, and I live there. I was like, no shit. He was like, I mean, yeah, it was a little smoky, but I mean, but there was no fires, mate. There was no fires, and I lived there. I went all over it. I was pissed off. I told my wife, I said, this is some bullshit. You know, the media, and he turned around and actually broke it down. He said, the media wants to just perpetuate it and make it seem more than what it actually is going on down there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's pretty interesting hearing it from guys that are from down there.
Right.
And the dude from Fiji, he was fucked up off his ass and tried to start singing happy birthday to me. Yeah. They were like, happy birthday, mate. You know, the dude from Fiji, I can't even do that accent. Forget it. It ain't. Oh, forget it. But yeah, they was cracking me the fuck up. They was cool as hell. They was cool as hell. They was like, yo, there's no vacation better than being away from the wife and kids. That's why we came all the way from Australia.
It's pretty far to get away. He must have ran.
Oh, shit. But it was funny as hell, man. But yeah, when he started bringing up the tornadoes and stuff and us being in Kansas, it was pretty funny, too.
That is funny.
Yeah, it was funny. But, I mean, it was some pretty cool people. And then, of course, you know, I seen some celebrities there. I told you I thought I'd recognize a woman that looked familiar and then turned around. It turned out to be Halle Berry.
Yeah. That's funny.
Turned out to be Halle Berry. And I seen some of the fighters there, too. I saw Jorge Masvidal. You know, not the people that were on screen that watched the pay-per-view, but I actually seen them there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. But there's a lot of different celebrities there, you know, if you watch the fight and stuff like that. But it was pretty fun down there. The weather was amazing. The weather was nice. It stayed pretty much 70 degrees.
Yeah, it was decent here, except for that weird snow shower. Yeah. Out of nowhere.
But let me tell y'all the whole story real quick about even trying to get there. So to back up a little bit, comes Friday last week. That's when I flew out.
Right.
I get yelled at because I didn't check my Snapchat and read anything about Gina's car getting backed into. So I didn't know anything about that. I'm like, oh man, so this is how this day is going to go. This is how it's going to go. So we talked about that whole situation that you talked about a little bit ago. Get to the airport. I'm there, ready to go. Me and Gina go to get something to eat first before I leave. And I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. And I see the plane pull up. I see a lot of heat coming off of one of the engines on the plane. But I didn't really think too much of it. I'm like, okay. And literally right before boarding time, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the inconvenience, but we're having difficulties, technical difficulties, with one of the parts on the plane. You know, they want to say parts on the plane.
Right.
And so it was a 2-hour delay. And I was like, man, you got to be kidding me. And so ended up getting delayed. Obviously, my connecting flight, once I got to Dallas, was going to be already gone by the time I get there. Mm-hmm. And so I raced over to the, you know, the desk, over to the kiosk. And I was like, hey, my flight, my connected flight already left. Is there a way, or what other flight can I get on, you know, to get to San Antonio? And, you know, the lady was pretty cool. She was like, well, I could put you on standby for this particular flight, but if not, the latest one that, or the earliest one that you can get on is like 2-3 hours later than that. And I was like, oh man, okay, so here we go. Got on the connecting flight on the standby. I was lucky on that because it was one of 4 people that was able to get on that flight. Mm-hmm. The rest of the people were pissed off, understandably so.
Right.
You know, and I had to race my ass off through Dallas, Fort Worth, getting on the tram and shit. My knees was like, Negro. What are we doing?
Too much work.
Man. And so I got on that plane, and these motherfuckers, lo and behold, it gets better. Couldn't start the damn turbines on this one. I was like, you got to be shitting me. Got to be shitting me.
They weren't.
So we was delayed on that one. And I was like, well, as long as this was taken, I should have just went on the one. So ended up finally getting there.
Yes.
Finally getting there. And I told Gina straight up, I said, when I get back, I want lasagna and lingerie.
L&L.
L&L, baby. Lasagna and lingerie in this piece. Mm-hmm. And guess what I got? That's exactly what I got. Y'all hear that reaction? Somebody was like, oh, well, shit. I can do that more often. Is somebody mad at me right now, too? Because they're recouping. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, I had a great time in Texas. Definitely had a great time in Texas. Shout out to Corpus Christi, by the way.
Yeah.
We ain't forgot about y'all. No. Houston in the house, too. We're getting more listeners throughout Texas, too. So, obviously, you guys are spreading the word. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
We definitely appreciate that.
We'll be down to visit again soon.
Uh-huh.
Or at least I might be. I don't know yet.
Don't know yet?
I don't know yet.
Hmm.
We'll see.
So, what did you do while I was gone?
Me, while you were gone?
Her side dude didn't leave no money. I'm like, this is some bullshit.
Oh, no. See, that's the thing. My side dude's going to leave lots of money.
He better. Right. Motherfucker.
So, since I have no money, I don't have no side dudes. Sadly.
I'm still thinking about putting them 20s on that new truck. You better quit playing.
I know. Well, I'll look for one with lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, no, I didn't do anything. I had my job.
You and Kyle had plans to get out, and that turned it out not to be.
Yeah, mm. We just, Friday night, we didn't do anything. He left for a little bit and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, we was going to go eat, and it was just.
Everything was packed.
Yeah, everything was packed.
Said he had an attitude about it. Who was in town? There had to have been a concert or something in town for everybody to be in town. And
I don't know.
Every place to be pretty much packed. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. It was crazy.
Because I know this weekend that we're on right now, we get ready to see Korn.
And Breaking Benjamin. So everybody, happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody and couples love. Out there in the world.
Oh, fuck couples. Love everybody.
What you mean, fuck couples? This is... We're a couple that do a podcast. You want to say fuck couples?
Yeah. Just love everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, but happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in relationships and stuff out there, make your significant other feel special.
You should be doing that daily, but whatever.
Yeah, break the bottom out of her. Go ahead and break it down. Beat the brakes off of it.
You should be doing that daily, but okay.
Whether you're male or female.
Daily.
And it doesn't matter who you with. Go ahead and take care of business up daily. In the crib. Daily? Who does that in they middle ages? You mad at me now?
Okay, you can still at least do the little things daily. That's,
yeah, there you go.
That's like dishes.
Oh, okay. You want to talk about chores.
Maybe some laundry.
And maybe she thinks I'm sexy because I'm washing the clothes.
Don't touch the clothes.
See
you
what
can
I'm
put
saying?
Them away.
Come on, man.
Speaking of, we got laundry to put away.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do. You wash them and fold them. I put them up.
We put them up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a group effort.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you looking forward to Korn?
I am. Yeah. I am so excited.
What songs you hope they play?
Follow the Leader.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they'll play that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Chutes and Ladders. I hope to God they play Chutes and Ladders. That is my favorite.
Sorry about that. I just choked on my line. Chutes and Ladders. They're not going to play Chutes and Ladders. If they do, it'd be hilarious.
Oh, if they do, they'd make my day.
Yeah, because they played the Cameo remake at the UFC of Word Up.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ played that.
Yeah.
And it made me think of them the other day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a cool concert. We're definitely looking forward to that this weekend for sure.
Let's see. 311 announced that they're...
not going to be here.
Touring with Incubus. That mm-hmm. is... gonna be one badass concert, and I'm really debating
on what
going. But those tickets are insane prices.
What do you mean
insane?
I want to know.
I think they're saying
for nosebleeds
roughly, like, I don't know, you're talking about like $86 a ticket
to go where?
It'd be in Boner.
Man, we didn't even pay that
Boner.
Much to even see Dave
Boner,
Chappelle.
Boner Springs.
Boner Springs. Okay, here in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
$86
And it's on a Sunday.
On
so
a Sunday.
So it'd be like, I'd be driving, going, and driving back. It's shitty.
Hmm. I wonder why they ain't come back to Wichita this year. They're always here.
My thing was either dates didn't line up with things, venue, because I doubt very seriously interest probably just not a good place. That wasn't a good decision that they made the last time they came.
To go to Interest Bank Arena?
Right.
Why? Could keep their nut low enough, probably.
Well,
because it's expensive to have that venue. I don't care what band you are.
Well, it's not only that, is it? It wasn't. 311 has a following.
Yeah.
Yes, but the following isn't like, for some reason, strangely enough, it's not like Korn or, you know, country where they packed the place.
Yeah, packed the house out. Yeah.
Right.
Because it wasn't packed like that when we went. It wasn't really packed like that.
No, not at all.
The most packed I've seen that place, and granted, we don't go to very many events there, was the UFC when it was here.
Right. The entire place was full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, though, when you're a traveling band or an act.
See, every time that I've been...
to fill up an arena, it's hard.
I did there two other times. Now, sometimes they do come every...
like every couple years, it seemed like, every 2-3 years.
Every 2 years, mm-hmm. or every 3 years, or every other year. It just depends.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping they would come back this year. Now, when they were doing that barley corn.
Well, you said that last year, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they didn't come here last year.
No, I knew they wasn't coming last year.
But they did their cruise and stuff last year.
Yeah, I knew they wasn't coming here last year.
Yeah.
Because they did the interest.
Just because of the pattern that you...
Yeah, they did interest the year before, so I knew they wasn't coming. Because we went to that one.
Yeah.
So I knew they wouldn't be here last year, but I was really hoping, especially with Incubus, that they would come.
Yeah.
And when they have it at Barleycorns, it's awesome when they have it out there because it's outdoors. I love it because you have space.
It was hot, though.
Yes,
it was hot that one time we went. It was hot. I was like, oh, man, I'm miserable.
Well, it's usually in July.
Mm-hmm.
When they have it.
Yes, during that 4th of July weekend.
I have a debate. I got a debate with myself.
Debate with yourself about whether you want to go to...
I really do want to see Incubus.
Boulder Springs.
Incubus with them.
What is that date? For sure, you know?
Yeah, I know for sure. It's on a Sunday.
That don't help a brother
but
out.
But I think it's June.
Is it a June?
It's like June 20th, something.
Something around then.
Yeah.
Towards the tail end of tornado season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, driving that stretch, shit.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'd love to go. Today was their anniversary for their album that they put out in 1993.
Music. You showed me a video.
My favorite.
That last
my favorite
week too.
Album.
Yeah, you showed me a video
music.
That somebody did.
Yeah, music.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
My favorite album
mm-hmm.
that they put out, 1993. That they put that out today.
Damn, we that old?
We are that old. So that's pretty cool. That was my favorite album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For all you 311 fans out there.
If you're not 311 fans, check them out. They were good. They got some great music.
They aight. No, they do got some jams, though. Mm-hmm. They do have some jams.
This is mellow jams. I'm like, good vibe jams.
Get high.
Good vibe shit.
Just get high.
Gets your day good and right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keeps you happy if you're sad or some shit.
Really?
Yeah. It's some good music.
Yeah, that's our favorite band, if you guys couldn't tell.
They're always consistent. I have lots of favorite bands.
Like who?
I mean, I love Korn. I love Tool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Name some more.
I can't think of them all. There's so many. I mean, I like a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to be particular. That's one thing.
Well, we know that. We wouldn't be together if you were.
I like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything from classical to jazz to blues to all the way up to...
Ask her what her favorite rap group is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my favorite rap group?
Your favorite rap group.
Oh, that's, I don't know, which one is it?
East 1999, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, they are my favorite. That was my very first CD I
think ever about owned. Back in the day. Yeah.
And I still don't know how I got it.
She loves the Bone Thugs and Harmony.
But I never took it out of the CD player.
Mm-hmm. She loves some Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's her favorite rap group. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Love her some Bone Thugs.
Yep.
Yeah, we went to that concert.
That was great. Mm-hmm. That was a great concert.
See, so your tastes are pretty eclectic. You're all over the place. Some of your favorite country music right now?
I like that one that I showed you. But to me, he doesn't seem country, though. He just...
Like I said, it's like pop country to me.
To me...
Just like they got pop trap. That's actually what it's called now. To me,
he seems like a newer generation Bob Marley or, you know, something. No,
don't you disrespect Bob Marley in that.
I'm talking about, like, the...
That album cover was nuts. I forgot the name of it. Yeah.
The tones of the music, the vibe, his voice with the song. Mm. I don't know. It's just something about it. It's really good.
That album cover was crazy, though. Yeah, remember, I kept commenting on the album cover. I was like, that is some psychedelic weird shit.
Right.
I like it. And he did an acoustic song that we listened to after that. Right. That was really good. I was like, oh, he talking that shit in this.
Yeah,
and
that's really killing good.
Me. Man, matter of fact, let me see if I bet it's still on my... in my YouTube history.
No, we, Spotify.
Oh, it was on Spotify.
So that one's pretty good. I've been liking a lot of the two acoustic versions.
The songs?
More of the, country songs lately. Mm. I've been really good.
Yeah, I don't...
Can't tell you who they are, because I just listen to the song and just like it.
And Spotify doesn't have, like, a history of what you listen to.
Yeah, it should. Here.
Here, you do it then. You know, I'm technologically impaired. I did come across an artist that Caleb was bumping when I was down there in Texas, Flostradamus. I'm sure a lot of people's like, really, Syfe, you behind on Flostradamus? And a lot of his shit was pretty dope. It's like trap mixed with EDM.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty dope. Oh, okay, Tyler Childress, that's what it was. That's his name. How'd you do that?
It's in your home. It's in your home.
I know people is listening right now like, seriously, you gonna waste our fucking time while she trying to explain to you how to go back on your Spotify? You paying for premium ads and you don't use all the features?
It's like right in front. Yeah. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, Tyler Childress. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of it was pretty good. I haven't heard but just those few songs, but, you know, I had to do some more investigating to see what's going on with him. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
With a lady. She's got a prayer plant that I want to go buy for $5 in Wichita.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap up.
Got excited.
I see that because you looked over at your phone like it was a weed deal or something.
Woo!
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to us yet again this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're staring at me. No, like, fucking talk, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Open your mouth.
Whoop.
Use it. No.
In what way?
You want to ask that off or on the mic?
Neither.
You thirsty? I'll go get something to drink real quick.
No. I'm good. Thanks.
No, guys, thanks for tuning in to us, as always, to episode 2 of season 4 of our podcast. Babe, where can they find us?
Twitter.
Oh, here we go.
Twitter.
You already gave it that look.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on Instagram. We're on Twitter.
Instagram.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook.
And
we have a group on Facebook. You can, I guess, if you want to talk, I guess you can talk there. Nobody does.
And yeah, we also put clips out of episodes that are going to be airing, like this episode that you're listening to right now. We take funny clips out of each episode and put it out there 2-3 days ahead of time to kind of give you guys an idea what kind of energy we own that particular week.
Hopefully it's good.
Yep. Shit, Last week, I mean, your keys still didn't make it to the refrigerator, so you're still doing a phenomenal job out here in life.
Fuck yeah. But they're not ending up on where they're supposed to be either. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Because somebody been rocking my keys here lately because that car got a black eye.
Yeah. I can't drive
Gina
my
has
car
has finally
at night.
Drove the truck.
Yes, I finally drove the truck. I was made to drive the truck trying to drive home with bruised eye.
The motherfucker had a lazy eye. Still does.
Right? Mm. I can't see nothing but my front end. That's where the light is.
And that shit is done.
So, I have to drive the truck.
And of all people, your father had to be the one to back into it. And on that note, we hope everybody has a great weekend.
Yeah.
And has a great week coming up next week or this week. That whenever you're listening to us, we hope you guys are having a great time and doing whatever you got to do. Even if you're not, you know, do what you got to do. Make sure you achieve your goals one day at a time. One small little thing at a time.
Yeah. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Did you really just say that?
Guess I did.
All right, everybody. We shall talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces. So what kind of plant was you talking about?